L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right. Let's see. Do you have a hard drive?
Hey, my baby bees. It's your girl Bee, and welcome back to Bee's Celebrity Truth or Dare. So this episode is a super special one, and you're just about to find out why. I've been trying really hard to get this guest on the show because he's got a really special story. His story is probably going to affect you the same way it affected me. Arsenal Atari is a stand-up comedian. You might know him from SNL. He's super talented. He does some really funny impressions. But there's a side to him that a lot of people don't know about. His mom, who raised him as a single mom, was diagnosed with MS when he was just in the fifth grade. At one point in his life, he was going to college, working a part-time job, pursuing stand-up comedy, and acting as a full-time caregiver for his mom. Yeah, let that sink in. We're talking back-to-back doctor's appointments, filling prescriptions, prepping for exams, trying to make it to work on time, fighting traffic, and making people laugh. We could all aim to be a little bit more like Aristotle. In this episode, there's some tears, disclaimer, but we also laugh. And I think that's what a human connection is all about. Connecting with all the deep stuff, but also learning how to see the silver lining in all of it. I just want you guys to know that sometimes in life, you run through situations where you might feel like you'll never laugh again. But I promise you, you will. And Aristotle's story is a testament to that. This is Bee's Celebrity Truth or Dare. And here's to Aristotle Atari. Thank you and enjoy.
All right. Welcome to Bee's Celebrity Truth or Dare.
Thank you, Hav, for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm a little nervous.
It's going to be good. I promise you it's going to be good.
Okay. I trust you.
So do people call you Ari or Ari, like for short?
I used to go by Ari for a long time. Now I go by Art here and there.
Okay. Art.
Art.
Love it. Yeah.
But Aristotle's my birth name. But yeah, I mean, if you're okay with saying Aristotle, I'm down with you calling me Aristotle.
I'm good with both. Aristotle works.
What do you like going by?
Oh, I go by, well, my friends and family back home call me B. Uh-huh. It's always been like a childhood nickname.
B. I like B.
Yeah, B's a vibe. B's a vibe. Yeah.
B and Art.
Yeah, B and Art. Yeah. Let's do it.
Bart.
So good.
Not planned.
Not planned at all. I promise you that.
Bart, not planned.
Bart. Yeah. Cool. So
all right, that's it. All right, thanks so much.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
So speaking of like family and like, you know, and all that. So did you grow up like with siblings or were you like an only child? Like what was that situation like?
Between my mom and dad, I was the only child.
Okay.
My mom raised me alone.
Yeah. So same with my situation. I was the only child between my mom and dad.
Oh, wow.
And I had siblings that were half siblings, older sisters that were from separate marriages.
And they were so much older than me. So it's like there was no connection.
No connection. Yeah.
I mean, there was, but it was like...
It's a different situation. It's like a cousin or like an aunt. Like I have a sister that's 26 years older than me.
Yeah.
And then one is like 8 or 9.
I have a sister that's like somewhere in that neighborhood older. My dad was like 20 something years older than my mom. Mm-hmm. So he had a whole other family. Not at the same time, but like before he met my mom, and then they got together and they're like, we should have a child. And they go, she goes, okay. And then that was me.
Yeah. 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 That's, yeah. It's rare to hear that someone has like super like older siblings.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah.
And all that whole situation.
I do. I have connected with them now in my life. And I love them. But yeah, like when I was younger, when I was very, very young, I had a connection with my sister, and then my brother was just always like a lot. And then I have another sibling who I've actually never met. But yeah, so they're a lot older than me. So I was pretty much alone.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time in front of the TV. Like Same. My mom worked like three jobs Same. As a nurse, like back to back shifts.
Yeah.
I think that's like why I fell in love with like acting and comedy. It was like, I would always keep the TV on at home.
I feel like we have matching birthmarks or something.
Like what is happening?
Yeah, yeah,
like
we combine them.
Seriously. Cause it was just it was just like a type of comfort, like just hearing someone in the house when, you know, there was nobody there.
What were the shows that you grew up watching?
Okay,
that formed who Bernadette is today. If you had to like pick like two or three shows, you're like, oh, that I take a lot from those, because you do have those. I have them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I would say I really loved
Power Rangers. I knew it.
Sorry to disappoint. Sorry. Not Power Rangers, but okay. This is kind of weird, but I was kind of a weird kid. I was into Seinfeld. So
you're still a weird kid.
I am a weird kid. No, you're not. There's no lie there. Yeah. So I was like really into Seinfeld. Uh-huh. I would just like sit there on my purple beanbag. The remote was never working. I would literally switch the channels with my toes. Like
yeah.
I was just chilling. So it was like Seinfeld. I think I was really into sitcoms, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
sure.
And I think like for cartoons like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay.
So it was a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of entertainment, a lot of lighthearted stuff, because there's a lot of heavy stuff that was like happening in my life. So, but yeah, I'm just like curious, like what was it like growing up with like a single mom? And was there like other family that was like stepping in and helping out? Like what was that like for you?
It's the funny thing is like when you're growing up as like a only child in a single parent, you know, household, you kind of don't know what it's like for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like the normal for you. And so like, I didn't really realize that things were, you know, that different. Cause also we lived in like an apartment complex. So there was like other kids that had very similar situations, you know, like a buddy of mine, Travis, who I grew up with, his mom, single mom. And it was just him, you know, and another kid that I, you know, we all kind of were like these like latchkey kids.
Yeah.
That grew up in an apartment complex with like, you know, a single parents, and we would come home alone and just kind of watch TV or meet up and get in a lot of trouble. But yeah, I didn't really know like what it was like otherwise. So I didn't feel totally like deprived mm-hmm. until I got older and I was like, oh, this is like a family. We're like, but my mom did the best she could, you know, like there's nothing that she literally did the best that she could. And even like when I was like, can I say,
oh, you can swear on the show.
Yeah, great.
We swear here.
When I was like a teenager, you know, like, and you know, that kind of like, you never did anything for me. Like that kind of, you know, kid, whatever.
The phase.
Yeah, that phase. That was pretty bad. Cut that. you know, like I just even like after that, you kind of realize, oh, you know, she really did do the best that she could given the circumstances that she had. And then like, life was so unfair to my mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. She was diagnosed with MS when I was like in fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
Which didn't really seem like much because it was just like two letters, right? It was M and S. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And then it became a thing, you know, like by the time I was in middle school, she was in a wheelchair and everything.
Yeah.
So that was like, you know, and that also in a weird way became the normal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a kind of a strange thing that I think a lot of people who come from, I would say, different households, you don't realize that, you know, by the time you get to a certain age where you have some perspective and you kind of see like other people's lives, you think that that's kind of normal.
Yeah.
In a way, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't you feel that way?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah. And did you find yourself like, because it's a super gradual process, like when it comes to MS, like did you find that you were gradually becoming more the caretaker, and like the roles were sort of being reversed a little bit?
Yeah.
Like stepping in more than probably like a lot of kids, like by the time you're in high school, like I'm sure you're probably stepping in more than a lot of kids.
No. I was still full on into my asshole teenager phase. So no, I didn't really like, I would love to to flower up the story and be like, I was there the whole time. No, I was like full on like teenager mode. I don't think I was. Also, my mom was sorry. Also, my mom was pretty good about being very independent.
Yeah.
And she was kind of a firebrand, so she didn't really want any help.
Yeah, my mom's like that too.
Yeah, yeah.
You cannot. Yeah, like, she's always out there helping other people. And I was like, Mom, we're struggling too. Like, we're struggling with groceries. And whenever she had anything, she was always the first person to give it away. Like, her brain couldn't even process being in the receiving. And it's still like that. I was like, Mom, let me just, like, come on.
Yeah, proud moms, you know? Like, she was very proud. She wasn't, like... She was just tough. My mom was just tough. Yeah. I wasn't the caregiver until college.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it really hit home. I was like, oh, okay, I do have to do this. Because, I mean, it was got to the point where, you know, that I couldn't just let her do her own thing, even though she wanted to. It was just a thing that I was beckoned to do in a way. And I was doing that at the same time while I was pursuing comedy. So there was a long period of time where I'm just like juggling these two very different lives, and you know, it was hard. But it, you know, also again, when you look back at that time, it just felt very normal.
Yeah.
And then when you're out of it, you're like, oh wow, I can't believe all that happened. But yeah. My mom was pretty independent up until I was in college.
Did you go to college in L.A.? Because you're from Texas, right?
I was born in Texas, and then I moved out here when I was in high school. So I went to Hollywood High.
Shout out.
Hollywood Adult School, by the way. I had to work and make money during the daytime.
So you were doing it all. You were working like a part-time job. Yeah. You were going to school. You were looking after your mom.
Yeah.
And I honestly...
Well, not in high school. I mean, it wasn't until college.
When I was
in college, I graduated from Cal State Fullerton.
Represent
Fullerton. I graduated from Cal State Fullerton. When I was there, that's when I was like full-time taking care of my mom.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
And then doing comedy at the same time and like trying to go tell dick jokes and then like come back and...
Doing doctor's appointments
and
taking her
around.
Tons
of doctor's appointments, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Filling prescriptions. Social workers. I think I knew every social worker in Southern California. What else? I mean, you just name it.
Yeah. It's like two very different lives. And it's like each life is like not even understanding of the other life in a way.
Sort of.
Like, were people like understanding of like the things that you wanted to pursue in your own career? And then also like being patient with you to understand that, okay, you can't make it out to like every event, everything. Like, you have to take time to step away. You know, that's...
Well, I mean... Like so I was lucky enough to meet a few people, like a friend group in stand-up comedy that were a talented group that I felt like, okay, because I also have always wanted to, and I did for a while, direct. You know, it was like a thing that I did. In fact, before I full-on started pursuing performing, that's what I did to pay my bills. And that was something that I could wrap my head around.
Cool.
And do and still have a foot in comedy. So I started this sketch group with a few buddies of mine, Fahim Anwar. I don't know if you know who he is. He's a great comic. Asif Ali.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know who that is. Guy named Hasan Minhaj. Don't know if you know who that is. Also very funny guys.
I know all of them. Well, not personally.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Fangirl, you know.
I'm a fangirl too. Of all. I was directing all these sketches, and in a weird, like, connective tissue kind of way, I started like getting jobs as a director, that was like paying my bills.
Cool.
And it was really cool. And then, it wasn't until 2019 that I started auditioning for the first time, and that was the last year my mom was around. And you know, like. I remember, I made a promise to her that I would pursue that side of it more. Yeah. And I think she wanted that for me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get emotional if we keep doing
I'm
this.
Like literally beginning to like want to like just tear up because I watched
I'm
your
gonna cry.
Yeah. I watched your video, my hubby and I, we both watched your video with mm-hmm. your mom when you're announcing your goat face billboard,
which was
huge.
Sure,
like
sure,
just
sure.
so momentous. I loved how you were
driving.
It wasn't
supposed to be sad. It was supposed to be funny. And like a buddy of mine, Justin, by the way, Justin, shout out to Justin, a really great filmmaker, documentary filmmaker. He was like, hey, let's do, I was like, can we do a promo? And it was supposed to be funny because my mom was always kind of like, you know, like her mispronouncing things.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's shoot a thing about my mom, taking my mom to go see the billboard. And then he showed me the cut. He sent me the cut and I was like, I was on, I don't know where I was going, but I was in the airport and I'm just like, I'm at the, you know, the TSA line and like, I'm watching it, I'm tearing up. And I'm like putting my stuff in the thing and I'm just like, and the person's like, asking me to take my iPad out of my bag, you know, to separate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I'm like literally crying. He's like, it's not that big of a deal. You just take your iPad and put it in. It's like, no, it's about something else.
It's not about you.
Not you, man. And so, I was kind of hesitant to do that, to make it such a tearjerker.
Yeah.
Or to leave it the way that Justin had originally edited it. But, you know, I just felt like that was his sensibility. And I'm always very sensitive to, like, directors' sensibilities because I've been on that side
mm-hmm,
of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to be like, hey, I don't want this, I want this, I don't want that. So I was like, look, if that was your instinct, let's go with it. And so we did, you know, and yeah.
It was just so beautiful and just real and just seeing sure. that side of you that because everyone's seeing like the comedian like on sure. stage and the performances and sure. and yeah, we all have. We're all fans of Ari. Here.
Are you a fan?
Angelita, are you a
are
fan?
You?
He's like, huh? Yeah, no, seriously. It's I was like, I'm going to link the video, you guys, so you guys can watch it because I was looking at the comments and everyone is like, Aristotle gives me hope for humanity. Like, seriously, like, we need more people in the world like you. I promised myself that I wasn't going to cry. Anyways, we got to get on this game.
Yeah, yeah. Truth or dare,
we're
guys.
Here. Let's do this. Let's go. Let's shake it off.
Woo!
Woo!
Truth or dare. If you ask me another thing about my mom. Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much for
sharing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No worries.
Truly. Okay. Yeah. Let's have some fun.
Let's do this. Let's cry and have fun.
Let's cry and have fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So, I just like to start every show.
Yeah.
We're here. We're doing this.
Anything I do dare, I'm going to put
Let's go.
On.
Oh, yeah. Get the shades
and
on.
Truth, I'll do this.
Oh, nice. That?
Yeah, yeah. So, we'll go back and forth.
Okay.
And I think you've gotten a lot of truth up top, so we're probably going to go with dare.
Ooh, a dare. Okay. Dare. All right. Round one. Actually, I don't know what that was. Anyways, let's just pretend I didn't do that.
That's good.
It's a vibe.
Vibe.
All right. I dare you to do 3 celebrity impressions. You got one? Come on! I know you've got one in your back pocket somewhere.
I'll tell you what. I'll let you pick. Okay, I'm trying to think of how I'll do this.
Do.
Okay, how about I'll do a really cheesy one. I'll do a Christopher Walken, which was like the first impression I think I ever did. But I haven't done it for so long because it's so hacky. But how about we do like Christopher Walken, and then name three celebrities of your that you like.
Ooh, okay. Can you do like a Chris Rock?
Okay, so I'll do Chris Rock.
Chris Rock and Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise and then who else?
Oh, okay. So you're going to bring one and then...
No. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
Give me. Does anyone have any suggestions? Okay, we got Chris Rock. We've got Tom Cruise. How about Owen Wilson? That one's fun. Sure. I kind of have an Owen Wilson.
So I'm going to give you Christopher Walken doing an impression of Owen Wilson.
Oh, okay.
Doing an impression of Chris Rock and doing an impression of... What was the other one?
Tom Cruise. Short-term memory.
Yeah. Which one do you want to see first?
Okay, let's do the... I didn't know it was going to be multi-layered.
Yeah,
this is
multi-layered,
this
baby.
This is like prime
entertainment
here.
This is also just a cheat.
Okay, so Christopher Walken doing an impression of Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson. Wow. what is Owen Wilson constantly
saying?
Wow, that's crazy. Actually, yes. Thanks. All right, what's
that's actually so great. Who's, okay, Owen Wilson doing an impression of...
No. You don't double layer.
Oh, you're not double layering.
No, I'm gonna do Christopher Walken doing who else? Tom Cruise.
Oh, that's
here it goes.
That's what we're doing. Okay, it's not like a sequential thing. Okay, so it's gonna be Christopher Walken doing an impression of Chris Rock.
Okay, let's see. What's the thing that Chris Rock says that's funny?
He's really animated. Yeah.
I'm animated. I love it. Stand up. You ever notice that, you know, so funny? That's right. That's Chris Rock. That's Chris Rock and playing Chris. That's Chris on Chris.
Chris on Chris, folks. Okay. Chris on Chris.
And then what's
we're gonna do Tommy, Tom Cruise.
Mission Impossible. Mission Not Impossible. I've done 5 or 4. How many have I done? 7. A lot. I'm gonna do more. Thanks.
Yes, that was so good.
Great.
Oh my gosh, that's probably the best Christopher Walken I've ever seen.
Yeah. I haven't done that in years.
Wow, that was incredible. Wow.
That's awesome.
That's great. Awesome.
Wow. You know, okay. So at the show when I was at SNL, they wanted me to do impressions, but I felt like I just really was married to doing characters. And you know, like Jadge was really great at doing characters. I never wanted to kind of compete with Jadge. But there are some impressions, and if I say them now, you're gonna say do them, and I'm not going to. I always kind of had in my back pocket. Like I do a pretty decent Jeff Goldblum. I do pretty decent Adam Driver. Like I had these
nice,
but I just didn't want to, like, I don't know. I also felt like I wanted to do. I just really was so dead set on bringing characters back. Not back, but, you know, like trying to do like full-on sketches rather than doing them at the table. That's as much as I'll talk about it. But I didn't really want to do like characters at the table. When I say table, sorry, at the desk. When I say that, I mean Weekend Update.
Yeah.
I wanted to do them in the sketches because you didn't see that very often anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the time the characters are always going to be at the update desk. But anyhow, that's all.
That was amazing. I can do like, okay, I can't really do anything.
You do a great Owen Wilson.
Yeah, okay, so I had a lot of practice with that one, like in the mirror.
Sure.
That's how
you're supposed to practice.
Wow. That was pretty easy. But I actually like, I was watching Fifth Element. Have you seen that one?
Of course. You can do Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker. Yeah. He's like, I don't want positions, I want all positions.
positions. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like.
He's so intense in that movie.
He's so funny. It's like.
Yeah. That microphone. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways,
next round.
Yeah, next round. Okay, what are we doing?
I'll do truth. Okay.
Has anybody done just all dares?
No, it's like a good mix. But
really?
Sometimes we do go in a row where it's like dare.
All
so,
dares.
Yeah,
it sounds
like
a breakfast cereal. New all dares.
All dares.
All dares.
All day for all dares.
Like a bunch of razor blades. Anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so... So this one's actually going back to your stand-up days.
Yeah.
And it's a little, like, sentimental. So,
God.
Again, with the... No crying, I promise. No crying, I promise.
All right, what do you got?
Stay with me.
I'm here with you.
Okay, so you briefly talked about stepping away from stand-up as a teen.
Correct.
Right?
As a teen?
As a teen. Teen, like a teenager.
Sure.
Because crowds can be brutal. Like, I know my
How
fragile
do you know this
self-esteem.
Stuff?
Even now with, like... it's like too intense for me. I'm like perfectly honest. So,
yeah.
But you went and started back in college.
Yeah.
So what gave you like that push to be like, all right, let's do this. Let's try again. Was it just like you given enough time, or was it just like your motivation to look after your mom? Like, what was it?
I ended up somehow, because I was a terrible student in high school, like awful student.
Mm-hmm.
All my whole academic career, and I'm sure some teachers that are out there would be like, yeah, that's on the money.
Fact check.
I was just a terrible student in like everything pre-college. And then in this weird way, when I was in college, I was like a star student. I don't know how this happened, but, and then I found myself in student government. And then I also found myself being the head of a thing called the ICC Council, which was like this inner club council where like, you know how there's clubs on campus?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And so like there's a council that kind of manages or like, I don't want to say man, but like oversees like all the activities of the... And so we'd have these weekly meetings that I had to like, you know, I had to head these meetings. And I was just turning them into these like stand-up shows.
Cool.
Inadvertently. And then a friend of mine, she had mentioned, she was like, you should do stand-up. And I was like, well, you know, I had done it kind of like on a lark in a way for a very brief amount of time. And then, yeah, so that was kind of the inspiration. Then I got back into it and it was a journey.
Is that when you discovered your Laughing Tosh 3000 character? Like when did, how did that evolve?
That evolved, gosh, it's funny because like after I did it, there was like this other character that was a robot stand-up. The thing was, and people were like, oh, this is so similar. I didn't really know that character existed. I'm trying to remember the name of it, that guy. Funny character. But he was like a very, like, movie, like, his moves were very...
Like very robotic step. Like,
yeah, like, that guy must have been like a professional dancer or something.
Oh, so he's like popping. Like,
kind of, yeah. He's like, hello.
Yeah.
That was the Laughing Tosh was kind of like me and this friend of mine, named Rick Glassman. We started stand-up at around the same time. I don't know if you know Rick Glassman.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he remembers this, but we were just toying around. I did this robot voice in front of him. He's like, oh, that's funny. And he was like trying to do it. And I was like, and then I would just do it as crank calls a lot. I did that quite a bit. And then I just remember like I was trying to put together a character for JFL. And originally like the character had this computer helmet that I had like turned. I gutted out like an old Mac and I turned it into a helmet. And that was what it was going to be.
Cool.
And so like that's how I wanted it to be on SNL. But they've always had this kind of that they've had this policy for a long time, more of like an aesthetic policy or like where they want. I've always wanted to see the face of the performer, the actor, whatever. And so that was like, because I really wanted the thing. Because the other reason why I liked the computer head was that it blocked my mouth, because it's very hard for me to get to that character without cracking up.
Mm,
and so that was always like a way for me to kind of like prevent anybody from seeing me. And if you watch the one time I did it on SNL, like I do crack up a couple times.
I watched that. That was really fun.
So that's what that kind of came about. Just messing around with, like, kind of like how all characters kind of come about. You toying around with your friends and
totally.
And then, yeah,
that's amazing. I love that. Yeah.
The other character was based on my mom, the Angelo character. That was very much based.
Really?
On oh yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah.
Like safe for me.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Like my hubby and I, we were always like safe for me. Like just
yeah,
safe.
Based on my mom.
Safe for. Wow.
My mom always had like this. She had this posture that she had. Her posture was very much like, I have command of the English language, but it was such broken English at times that people were like, what? But she talked like she just knew.
I love it.
And she had this confidence, and you know, and because my mom used to tell fortunes for my.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Well, she was originally,
that's actually so cool.
Yeah, she was originally a tailor. So she was like, had an alteration shop and everything. And then when she was diagnosed, you know, obviously that she couldn't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. And so next thing you know, we had like a bunch of people at the house like getting their fortunes read. My mom did the coffee ground readings and all that stuff. And so she would talk to them. She'd be like, I see a person like this and this. is very much to like that, and they'd go uh-huh, and they didn't understand what she was saying, but the way she would say it, like they were just so into
just
it,
captivated,
yeah. And like I just thought, oh, that could be a thing.
That's very Angelina, yeah, like the way he like crosses his legs, he like cups the like microphone, and he can't even hear what he's saying, but you're just like, it must be something good, like that, whatever, because it's that confidence.
Well, that actually came about, not to give this, not to turn this into a whole historical lesson about any characters that I did, but Avery Peterson, who's this very very talented comedic musical comedian, you know, pianist, he's, you guys know who Avery is, you know what I'm talking about. But the character was originally just a guy who kind of would like mumble his stand-up sets, and like you just didn't know what he was saying.
So good.
And then Avery had this show. It was like a musical show.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I knew that it was musical when I got there. I was like, oh yeah, it's musical. I was like, what? And so I was going to do that character. So he turned it into. He added the accompaniment.
Oh,
and then it turned into that night, and I was like, "Oh, that works!" And so then I just did it that way.
That's how it all came together. Yeah.
Everything's just like a kind of a weird accident. Everything's an accident, by the way.
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, it's an intentional accident. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of like cooking, which is probably the reason why I love cooking so much.
Oh, that's another thing. You love cooking. That's a little.
Is that also in there?
No, the cooking's not thing. It's not in there. But like,
I'm gonna find out where you get all this information from.
We have a team of researchers in an underground lair that deep dive on their computers.
Yeah.
Okay, so next round.
Yeah.
Truth or dare?
What did I do last?
You just did truth.
Let's do another truth.
Okay, cool.
Let's go truth.
Truth. All right, so. So we all heard about how you found out how you booked SNL.
About Canadian.
That's the Canadian in me. Yeah. Everyone spots it.
That's why you're so kind.
I
have never met a Canadian.
We're very peaceful people.
I mean, you guys have never been in any wars that I know of, right?
We don't really start.
Yeah.
To be honest. Yeah. We're very, very quiet, peaceful. We don't like our confrontation.
Can you take a lesson, United States?
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Anyways. All right, let's keep on topic. So,
anyways, go ahead.
You found out how you booked the role on SNL. You were in a liquor store, right?
Where did you get this information?
No, hang on. That's known already. Oh, that's known already. Okay. Yeah. So you were in between.
This is where it gets. You make it sound like.
This is where it gets specific. You were in between the boxed wine and the vodka. Uh-huh. And you got a call from Lorne Michaels, and he told you the life-changing advice. Yep. I want to hear how you felt in that moment, which your head was about to explode. But who did you call? Like, who did you tell next? Like, who was, like, how did you feel in that moment, and who did you let know? Like, who was the first person to find out that you got this, like, life-changing part?
Well, so, yeah, he called me, and it said, Michael Lorne. I have the screenshot on my phone. But I remember, like, when he called me, because I actually was going in between one wine shop to the other wine shop. I'm not gonna call it a liquor store because it makes sounds like I have a problem. because I'm a big, you know, like price hunter. You know, I want to make sure
for good quality wine.
Yeah. And so I was in the car going to the next place, and I get the call, and I was like, what? I answered the phone, and I took a screenshot. And then I was worried that I hung up on him by accident. And then, you know, he's like, Aristotle, it's Lord Michaels. And so, I was just kind of like, there was a minute where I thought to myself, is this real? Like, am I hallucinating this? That's why I took the screenshot, just to like prove it to myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, I mean, he said, I'd like you to join the cast. And I was just like, because I'll be honest with you, like, I'd been working so long as like a director, been a writer on a few projects. I thought they were going to hire me as like something other than cast. I just was so blown away. I was like, well, part of me wanted to say, are you sure? I remember, what did I say that was so ridiculous? I go, in the middle of what he was saying, in the middle of him talking, I go, oh my God. He goes, yeah, I know.
He's probably heard it all, yeah, to be honest, he goes, over the years.
Yeah, I know. Right. And that was it. And so the first person that I told was my manager, because he's also like my close friend.
Oh, wow. So they went directly to you, told you first.
Yeah,
and
he didn't even know.
Oh my God.
Agents didn't even know.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, I think that's how they do it. They always just call you first. He's like a habitual soccer player. Like, he loves playing soccer every week, and he's very good at it. I called his wife. Were they married at the time? Whatever, his partner. And I was like, where is he? And she's like, he's playing soccer. And so I went to the place he goes and plays, which is like Pan Pacific Park. And I was like, hey, man, I got to talk to you. He's like, what's going on? And he's like sweating. And I go, I got the job. And then he's like, oh my God. And he's like sweating. He's like, yeah, I got the job. And I was like, it's just like nasty. So like all his sweat was all over me. But yeah, that's the first person I told.
That's kind of like almost like a scene from a movie where you're like waiting by the table.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Like the guy comes up and he's sweating. You're like, hey, so I got some news.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. He's like, what?
What?
And then we just like slow motion.
Embrace, have that like moment.
And then when we like hug, he goes. This is all sweaty and nasty. Like that.
Sweat becomes yours now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ugh, gross. Anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the first person I told. And then, I was in New York a couple weeks later, and that was that. It was kind of an insane experience.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is there any kind of like behind the scenes stuff, like just that no one gets to see that you can talk about? Like just like how, like just the working, like parts, or like is there any like funny stories or experiences you have with some of the cast members?
I'll say this, like I think probably like one of the most unsung, I'm not gonna say they're like completely unsung departments, but the makeup department, the hair and makeup department of that show, and like the effects department, the neck break speed that they are working within, just and the set design.
Mm-hmm.
Within just 1 week, and by the way, it's not even 1 week. So the way it goes is like you are pitching on Monday, you're writing on Tuesday, you're submitting to table, and then you're doing table read on Wednesday.
Wow.
And then if it gets picked, right, you find out Wednesday night, and then you have Thursday, Friday to like get it all together.
Yeah, to rehearse it, get your lines down, all of it.
Not only just rehearse and get your lines together, but also like they have to build sets, they have to do makeup, they have to do all this stuff. It's like literally within a 48-hour time. I mean, there's a documentary about it, I believe. I haven't seen it, but I know that it's there. It's out there. Or maybe there's two of them. But the amount of work that they manage to get done within 48 hours is insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. You know, like, so hats off to them. I mean, like, I don't know if it, I mean, I've been fortunate enough to work on some nice projects, bigger projects and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But man, they really hustle so hard, and they get quality work done, and like a lot of them just been nominated for Emmys. I think they probably get nominated for Emmys every year in the effects department. But man, like the set design, the people building the sets, there's also like sketches that involve music and like that whole team, they just work so hard. It's insane.
It's a full on machine, and I'm honestly so impressed when they were like redoing.
With me, I know.
You I too, Aristotle. You too.
I don't blame
but honestly, I'm so impressed with like how they recreate sets, like actual places, and the costumes and the people. It's just like it's amazing.
Yeah.
Truly.
And there's a lot of things that are recycled, and then they kind of like rebuild stuff. And they the beauty about that is that you can kind of see the history of some of these like these set pieces, because on the back of some of them, sometimes you see people, there's like graffiti from old cast members. And
cool.
Like, yeah, so it's kind of, it's interesting. And it goes to this like philosophy that I've always had about, I call it toothpicks, that no matter how big the project you're working on or how important it is, you know, when you look at it close up, everything's made out of toothpicks. And so that kind of gives me this ability to kind of, to not take everything so seriously, mm-hmm. or like to just know at the end of the day, it's, you know, just people trying to get put together toothpicks.
Yeah, just toothpicks.
And building a house out of toothpicks.
Like an entire like castle out of toothpicks.
Yeah, yeah. Castle out of toothpicks.
Yeah.
Studio out of toothpicks. A whole movie out of toothpicks. So.
Nice. I love that.
I'm such a philosopher.
No, I love that. That's really neat. I love that. I've always been a fan of SNL. So it's like really cool to actually sit down with someone that's like been there.
Sure,
like
sure.
Lived that. So that's really cool.
One of the only shows that I ever actually watched with my mom, because she worked so late all the time. Like that, I remember that was like one of the shows that we would, that we had the time and could watch on a Saturday night together. Mm-hmm. So
cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom would be so proud of you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We're not getting a tear.
We're not gonna cry. We gotta move on. Otherwise, I'm gonna like start tearing up.
Yeah.
So
all right, I guess I have to do a dare now.
Do a dare. Okay, I dare you to get into character as your Laughing Tosh 3000. But this time he's a dating coach, and our viewers have a couple questions.
All right.
Okay. So
okay.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Okay. I haven't done this in a while, but
okay. Oh yeah, I'm excited.
Not like I practiced.
Yeah, no. We're excited. I can't wait to do this. Okay. So, Laughing Tosh 3000.
Yes.
What's your all-time best pickup line?
All right. Let's see. Do you have a hard drive? Do you want one? All right. Yeah. 5 gigabytes. That's a lot. All right. Yeah.
Okay. What's the next?
Next question. That's so funny. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your top first date advice?
Always be yourself. Oh. Always. Don't lie. Just be yourself. That's it.
That's it.
All right. Do you like hard drives? Want one?
What type of hard drive are we talking about?
The one that has data.
What kind of data?
That's right, baby. All right.
All right.
All right.
It's getting hot in here. Okay. Next question.
No more tears.
Well, no more tears. No more tears. What should a guy wear to impress his date?
I like heart plastic.
Laughing Tosh, are you?
Yes.
Hi. Yeah. Hello. We were just.
Heart plastic.
Heart plastic.
Yes.
What?
Yes. That's what I wear on the first date.
Heart plastic.
Yes.
Okay. You
Hello?
Know.
Hello.
You know. How about we just move on to the?
You're
the,
gonna to cut
the,
this.
The
right?
The ne- Okay.
All right. This is going great. All right.
Okay. How do you handle rejection without short circuiting?
Let's see. Let's try that in real life. Hey, what's up?
Oh, I'm married.
I didn't like you anyways. You suck. Do you like hard drives? All right.
All right. Okay.
That almost sounds like something that I've been through a few times.
Is that true, hubby?
The you suck part when a guy's like,
yeah,
you know, tries to hit on you and, you know.
He says you suck.
Yeah, you suck.
You suck.
I didn't like you anyway.
But you're always nice about it. You're like, I'm sorry. I have a boyfriend at the house.
Sorry. Stop. I do not sound. I don't.
A boot.
Sorry. A boot. Sorry about that.
I don't think I've ever met a rude Canadian in my life. Every Canadian I've ever met was always so sweet and nice.
We really are really sweet people.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's so cold up there. We just have to like you know.
It's because you have healthcare.
Just like, well, the healthcare thing is definitely a bonus. It does help.
You want to change attitudes in the United States? Give them healthcare.
Yeah, yeah. Good hospital nice. Care. Yeah.
Everybody's always wondering, like, what's the mystery? Why are Canadians so much nicer than the United States? I mean, what did they have that we don't have? It's pretty obvious. Anyways. And a French connection, maybe.
Yes, Montreal is like where it's at. Yeah, honestly. I love Montreal.
Never been, but I want to go.
You should.
Yeah, I was hoping.
It's a good
to.
Comedy scene in Montreal.
Well, I did the Just for Laughs, but it was the year that they did it in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I always wanted to go to Montreal, but I've been to Vancouver. Vancouver's beautiful.
That's where I'm from.
Oh, nice,
Vancouver,
Van City.
BC.
Yeah.
Represent. Yeah.
I met Ryan Reynolds once at SNL. One of the nicest guys on the planet. Literally, like, talked to me for like an hour, and he did not have to do that. And I was just asking him questions about like Deadpool and like Marvel and all that stuff. Really cool guy.
That's incredible. Also from Vancouver.
That's why I said that.
Yeah.
Van City Reynolds. Reynolds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Really nice guy. I've never met anybody like that was just so kind. And he had no reason. He didn't have to be kind to me at all. And I was bugging the shit out of him. So, anyways, go ahead.
I love that story. That's cool. Yeah. I love hearing that. I love hearing good, like, big celebrity interactions, you know?
Yeah. Van City Bernadette, Van City Reynolds.
Van City B.
Van City B. Yeah. Is that what you're... Is it Van City B?
No, I'm just Bernadette back. I'm kind of boring on the username thing.
You should just change it to Van City B.
Van City B.
I like that.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, Van City B. All right. Next round.
Yes.
Truth or dare?
What did I do last? Dare?
Yeah, you did a dare.
All right, let's do truth.
Okay, so this is kind of a light thing. So what's the dumbest thing you confidently believed in as a kid? Like, it was just straight up wrong, but no one could convince you.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't pick Santa Claus, because everyone...
No. I knew pretty early on Santa Claus was not a thing.
Yeah.
My mom told me, actually.
I think my mom told me, too.
It was so funny.
I think she got tired of the whole act. I don't know what...
I think it was, like, my first, like, Christmas...
What?
Yeah, I was like five, and it was like it was a bunch of like G.I. Joe stuff, I think. I can't remember. And I go, Santa got this. She goes, Santa, I bought this.
I'm Santa.
Yeah. You know, I buy this. She didn't want any some weird fat white guy taking credit for her work.
Yeah.
I knew that pretty early on. What did I believe in?
Was there some type of like Disney character or action figure superhero that you're like, okay, this person exists? Was there anything that you had in your...
I don't know if I thought that any particular person existed, but I did believe that it was very possible, and I still kind of do, that one could become a superhero if they wanted to.
Oh, like some type of mutation?
I kind of was leaning more towards like a Batman scenario.
Oh, okay.
Like a vigilante type thing.
A call to action.
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, do I still believe that could happen? I think so.
That actually sounds pretty realistic. Yeah. I think you've got access to all the resources.
I think now people do, like with everything that's out there, I think there's a possibility that one could fight crime on the side.
Well, Iron Man's kind of like a normal guy. Well, he's not really normal. He's a billionaire. Yeah. But he's not like a traditional superhero in that way, like in his own life. But then he becomes a superhero
through
like his suit and all that. So it actually is possible to become a superhero.
I think so, yeah. I mean, or like a very talented vigilante. Something like that. I think I believed that as a kid. And it's debatable as to whether or not I believe it now. I think that would be it. I can't think of anything else.
If you were a vigilante, would you be wearing like a leotard, or like what's the situation? What do you think you'd be? You're just gonna dress like you. Like, is it gonna be?
I think I would wear outfits that were matching with whatever pair of Jordans I was wearing that day.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
you're gonna be matchy.
Yeah. So
love
like,
it.
Be if I was like, you know, then somebody would be like, oh, no, it's Grape 5. Like, it's me, Grape 5. or like, you know, oh, no, it's Bread 11. I don't. These are all sneakers.
Well, the misdirection, you just have to.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I would. I mean, one of my favorite comic book characters growing up was Robin. I liked Robin a lot.
Yeah, Robin's pretty cool.
Robin was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You like the bratty Robin, you know, not bratty, but like, you know, Tim Drake was probably my favorite Robin.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of a comic book guy. Weird thing is like I only perused comics for the artwork growing up. I didn't start reading them until I got older.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's really interesting because like I was really big into like the Archie comics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Growing up, but I just kind of I was on Riverdale.
You were on Riverdale. Yeah, that was
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
That is kind of a crazy thing. Yeah. But yeah, it was like they would always be like these little books, these little comic books at the checkout at the grocery store, and I always grab one.
Sorry.
This is like literally the day of my existence, like moving to America. Everyone is always spotting the oats.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
checkout, the about.
And then you said something earlier about like my tickle cabin.
Oh, it's Mr. Dress Up's Tickle Trunk.
Tickle Trunk.
Mr. Dress Up is a Canadian national treasure. For those who don't know,
and you're a Canadian national treasure. Oh,
thanks. I only aim to be. I don't think I am, but we're working on it. We're working on it.
And we're gonna get there.
Yeah, we're gonna get there. Yeah, and so he's got this like tickle trunk of infinite possibilities, and he's got different puppets and like different props and stuff like that. So
and he's still a national treasure.
Well, he's passed on now, but he will always be a national treasure to us. Like,
do you think if there was a scandal behind him that the Canadian government would hide it?
We're not going to get into politics on this episode.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah,
we're going to stay away.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for doing that. All right.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right, next dare or truth, whichever.
What did I do?
Fancy.
I did a dare or did
you did
truth?
You did a truth. You did a truth. Okay.
And my short-term memory is obviously showing.
And we're also running out of time too.
Okay.
So you know what I think I'm gonna do? We're gonna end it with
Rochambeau. Do you know what that is?
Is that rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah. Isn't that what they say? Isn't that French for rock, paper, scissors, Rochambeau?
I should know that because I grew up speaking French, but it was always like rock, paper, scissors. But I was thinking we'd end with a dare.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to... Okay, so the dare is that I dare both of us to... Don't give me those eyes!
Sorry.
I dare both of us... You're like disassociated.
No, yeah, 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 yeah.
I dare you and I to do a quick 60-second sketch... portrait sketch of each other.
Oh, draw.
Draw. Yeah, I've got some little...
How did you know I could draw?
I didn't actually know that. I got lucky on that one. I can't draw for I'm going to be honest with you, but it can be bad. It doesn't matter. It's just all about just having fun. 60 seconds. You get a notepad. I've got some markers here.
Oh, gosh, I hope this is going to be good.
And I'll get one, and then we'll do a reveal to the audience. So I got a black Sharpie for you. And I don't know if you want some reds and pinks if you...
Let me just see if I can get the outline right.
So it's going to be 60 seconds. You can't start yet. You can't start yet. Okay, we're going to time it. I feel like I haven't given us enough time. I'm too much of like a perfectionist, to be honest, but whatever. Huh? No, you're starting. You're not supposed
to start yet.
Okay, does anyone... Okay, that means I have to start. Okay, that's it. Okay.
Suck. I'm not good.
An artiste. Oh god, I shouldn't prioritize the hat. I gotta get on the face. Okay. A face sculpted by angels. That's what I was hearing on some of the comments on YouTube. The face of an angel. Okay, so...
Lord.
And you actually can draw, which is
really cool. In a long time.
So we got to get the nose. You got a very, very beautiful, distinct nose.
Same with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. How many seconds do we have left? What are we doing for time? Oh, okay. So we're out. We're out of time. You had a head start, so that means that I get to, like, let me just do a couple little touches.
I didn't have a lot of time. How is this going to be good?
Well, I guess it's the whole goal is that we're just going to do our best here. And I know whatever you're going to do is probably 10 times better than whatever I could do. Okay. We just keep on drawing. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. So markers down. Markers down.
This looks nothing like you. What?
Oh, my God. Okay. No, you have to show that. You have to show that. Even like just the start of that. That is crazy. Ari. Oh, my God.
It's nothing like you.
No, 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 no. You have to show that.
You know who this looks like? This looks like my friend Jen.
Okay. That's actually, just raise it up a little higher. That's actually so good.
It's okay. The proportions are wrong. But I can redo it. Let me see. It's not bad. It's pretty good.
I'm sorry. I tried. I had to get that sculpted bone structure in somehow. I was on
the
a time
bony
crunch.
Face, which is only paying off now in my life. Growing up, not so much. Not so much.
I want you to autograph that.
I want you to autograph that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you. We'll do that. We'll do that. I love that. I'm going to put that up on my office wall.
That's close.
That's actually really sweet. I love that. That's probably going to be like the best one yet. No, seriously. Like, guys, take a look at that.
Look at this. Everybody, look at this. Yo, look at that. You did watch a lot of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Maybe it's like an etched in my mind.
SpongeBob, yeah, it's great. I love it. I'm going to keep this.
Being really good about that.
I love this. Look. Little sunglasses on him.
Aw.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for being a good sport.
I'm a great sport.
Anyways, is there anything... that you want to talk about? What are you up to? Are you doing any like stand-up right now?
I am.
Shows you're working on?
I've got a show in Missouri coming up in August, late August, that I'll start promoting pretty soon.
Okay, cool.
Megan 2.0 is out if you want to go see that in the theaters. Go see it in the theaters, please. Please go see it in the theaters.
Yeah, support our theaters.
Yeah, support our theaters. Other than that, it's kind of like, you know, I've got some stuff coming up. I don't talk about it yet, you know. It's like one of those weird things that I'm kind of like one of those people, you know, like
yeah, wait until you're ready.
I'm ready to talk about it. Maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I should talk about everything, but yeah, that's kind of it for now. What about you? Is there anything you want to talk about?
I'm not really used to that question.
Yeah, you should
flip it around on the host. But
Bernadette, yeah. You're a Canadian national treasure.
Oh, thanks. I mean, I don't really feel like that, but means a lot.
I'm here to make you feel that way.
That means a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I had a weird dream about a Canadian the other night.
Maybe it was me.
No, it was a Canadian actor.
Maybe it was myself. Me. I'm a Canadian. No, okay.
Wasn't you? Okay. But I remember thinking, why did I? But I didn't even know you were Canadian until today.
That's crazy. Yeah. Do you even remember who that person was? It's just a sort of a vision.
Remember who it was. I just want to say who it is. Yeah.
Okay.
So yes, I had a, and I've never met this person, but yeah, I was like, that was kind of weird. Why that person? Was
That's so random.
Yeah, so random. What do you have coming up?
Basically this show. So I'm hustling hard.
Who's the next guest?
Okay. The next guest.
Can we do like pre-promo?
We actually can technically do that. Next guest is Kaylin Allen.
Kaylin Allen.
Kaylin Allen, everyone. Woo! Yeah, Kaylin's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah. So
nice.
He's coming in a couple weeks. So yeah, it's going to be good vibes. We're focusing on the comedians, the people with cool stories.
Love it.
Yeah. And you were just, you know what?
I have the coolest stories.
You really, okay, your story and your journey is amazing. And
it's crazy.
I'm just.
It's wild.
Yeah. I'm just so happy that you came out and you're here. You hung out with me.
Buy my book.
You have a book?
Yeah. It's called My Journey by I'm writing it. I'm writing it today.
Today it starts.
Today it starts. Today I'm finishing it.
Amazon pre-order that.
No, say it the way you said it normally. Amazon.
Don't. Say you know, the normal. Only person that gets on my case when it comes to the way I print. That was a mistake. I don't normally say it like that.
Yeah,
I promise. It's Amazon.
I'm not playing this the game anymore.
Well, sorry about that. Yeah,
no
sorry.
Worries. No worries.
No worries. No worries there.
No worries. Do you do this in Canada?
We fist pump?
Yeah.
My jumpsuit's a little stiff right
do,
here.
Do you go, oops, sorry.
Didn't mean to bump into you there. Sorry.
Oh, you know who I met? I'll say this before I have to go. Who I met was really great. Mark McKinney. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Really nice. I've met, how many of the kids in the halls have I met? I've met two out of the two of them, and they've all been super nice.
Cool.
Of the two, I'm sure the rest of them are nice too. I did you grow up watching Kids in the Hall?
Yeah, I watched Kids in the Hall. Yeah, growing up. Yeah,
I loved Kids in the Hall.
That's cool.
One of my faves.
Yeah.
But anyhow, all right. I like your jumpsuit, by the way.
Thanks. I can't raise my arms past this point.
Really?
But it's like it. It's just really stiff. It's just like it's just the way it's.
What brand is that? Are you allowed to say?
I can say it. I mean, hey, if Farm Rio wants to sponsor the show, I'm all for it. Give me a new wardrobe. I need it.
What is it called?
Farm Rio.
Farm Rio?
Yeah.
I could wear it. Is that cool for guys to wear this?
You could totally pull this off.
Yeah, I think I could.
Absolutely. Yeah. Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. Oh, by the way, did we even talk about it? We didn't do a quick...
Maybe he can say goodbye.
You want to say goodbye, Murph? You want to say... Okay.
He doesn't want to... No. Happens.
Okay. That's fine. He's a little fussy.
Aw. Well, thanks for coming out.
Yeah,
this was so much fun.
Yeah, it was great. I had a fun time.
Hey, my baby bees. Thank you so much for watching this episode of Bees Celebrity Truth or Dare. Aristotle and I, we honestly had so much fun hanging out with you today. If you had as much fun as we did, please like, subscribe, and hit the icon so you never have to miss another episode. See you on the next one.
All right.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.